I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Belarus's new religion law is facing international criticism. The new law imposes stricter registration requirements on religious communities and harsh fines for illegal religious activity. Yet Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says Belarusian pastors have a unique perspective.
They reminded me very quickly that the churches there were born of the difficulties of ministering during the days of the Soviet Union, during the days of communism, when the churches were greatly persecuted. So in the middle of those persecutions, they were aware of the laws, and they did what they could to honor the government to the extent that they could while they were faithful to preach and teach the gospel.
Pray for their wisdom and faithfulness. And the kids may be tired of their Christmas toys by now, but the impact of Triumphant Mercy Lebanon's Christmas outreach is still bearing fruit. Nuna with TM Lebanon says her staff split into teams and spent several days bringing Christmas joy to those in need.
The one time is like a teaser. We come with joy, we come with peace, just to give them hope. And then we invite them also to come to our center later on, because we have different programs in the center that can help them.
Now, the conversations aren't always easy, and believers don't have all the answers. However, they do know the one who can solve every problem. Pray that lives will change as Lebanese accept Jesus as their Savior and follow Him. Ask God to strengthen and sustain the TM Lebanon team.
Pray for the team. We want to be this light, but at the same time, we get this darkness coming against us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.